These are the issues that matter to Chattanooga.
From City Hall to your neighborhood, they have you covered.
This is Chatham Matters Now.
Hey, it's Mary Helen, and I want to tell you about the Chattanooga city election that's coming up on March 4th. If you live within Chattanooga city limits and you're registered, you can vote in it. On the ballot will be the mayor of Chattanooga, all 9 city council seats, and a ballot initiative that would allow the city to hire employees, including firefighters and police officers, who live outside of Tennessee. Think somebody who's commuting from Rossville or Ringgold. There's something else you won't see on your ballot, though. No Republicans, Democrats, Independents. You won't see any party affiliation. That's because in Tennessee, municipal elections are nonpartisan by default. The winners of these elections can really make a difference in your life. Your local elected officials can impact what jobs are available, the cost of housing, crime rates, how nice the parks are in your neighborhood, a lot of the day-to-day stuff. But usually just a small number of voters come out to pick their leaders. At the last city election in 2021, only about 25% of registered voters cast a ballot. It's not a lot. When so few people turn out to vote, races can be really, really close. That means your vote makes a difference. You can vote early, starting February 12th through 27th, or on Election Day, which is March 4th. Learn more at chattamatters.com.